We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Munishen Cham Yaakov Ben Chos Eliyahu. We're in Shmos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah is going to mention Bikurim, and we're going to speak about separating Truma and Bikurim, etc., out of order. The pasuk says, "Reishis Bikurei Admas Zachat Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha." That is mentioned both in Shmos Chav Gimel and Shmos Lamed Dalet, and we know the specifics of Bikurim are discussed in Parshas Kisavo. And a person, when the fruit becomes ripe, only from the Shivas Haminim, he sees it's ripe, so he's supposed to wrap out a reed around it and says, Harelu Bikurim. And when the time comes, he puts it in a basket and brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and gives it to the Kohen. So we see Bikurim is separated when it's designated, when it's Mechubel HaKarka, when it's still attached to the ground. So obviously, Bikurim are supposed to precede the separation of Truma. But the Mishnah here says like this, HaMakdim Truma LaBikurim. Let's say a person separated his Truma before he separate is Bikurim. Now, how's that possible? The Bitruma is done much later on. So the answer is, let's say you forgot to separate the Bikurim in the proper time until after you harvested it. And now the Gemar Malacha, now the Truma obligation sets in, but he forgot to do Bikurim. So the Mishnah is telling me that I have to make sure to separate the Bikurim before the Truma. Let's say he did it out of order, or Maser Rishon La Truma, or he separated the Maser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, before he separated the Truma, right? Supposed to separate Truma first, or Maser Sheni La Rishon, or he separated the Maser Sheni, which is eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim, but he separated that before he separated Maser Rishon, which goes to the Levi. Afal Pishu over Belotase, even though he violates a negative commandant of the Torah, Masha Asa Asui, what is done is done, it is effective, the Truma, the Bikurim, etc. Shenehamara, now the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, which is the proof text that there is a negative commandment violated. As the Pasuk says, Malaya Sachavi Demacha Lo Sacher, don't delay your Malaya, which is a reference to Bikurim, because they're ripe, so they're Malay. Demacha, since wine and oil are two of the primary trumos that we separate, and dema means a tear is a liquid, so that's a reference to truma. And the pasuk says, and we learn maestros from here as well, lo tacher, you're not permitted to delay. There is some discussion in the Yerushalmi whether or not this is really a din d'oraisa. So it's true, our proof text is a negative commandment. The pasuk from the Chumashim leas chavi demachal lo sacher. Nonetheless, some claim this is really going out of order, or separating out of order, or let's say truma before bikurim is only a din d'rabbanon, and this may be only an asmachta from the Chumash. But assuming that this is a din d'oraisa, there is an important discussion, which is probably the most famous discussion in the beginning of Maseches Temura, not to be confused with Truma. And Maseches Temura discusses the following machlokas Abayin Rava, and that is, when a person does something that the Torah says you should not do, the question is this effective or is this not effective? And that's what's known as Kol Milsa D'Amar Rachmana Lo Savid. Any matter that the Torah says don't do, e'avid mahani or e'avid lo mahani. If you did it, is it effective or is it not? So Abaye says it is effective, and Rava believes that that the consequence of the Torah's prohibition is that it has no legal consequence. E'avid lo mahani. If you do so, it's not effective. So the question is here, In our Mishnah, if the Torah says lo ta'acher, you shouldn't separate your truma or bikurim out of order. So the Mishnah here says nonetheless that bidieved it is effective. So then that's a question on Rava, because only Abaye says e'ovid that it's mahani, it's still effective. So how would Rava understand our Mishnah? So to defend Rava, the Gemara explains that it's true, the Torah generally says if there's something that's forbidden, it's ineffective, it has no validity, because the Torah says don't do it. Nonetheless, when you have these designations of the of Trumos and Masros, etc., there's a special pasuk that says this is going to be valid. So, for example, the pasuk here says in Bamidbar, and the Gemara Maseches Beitza and Daf Yud Gimel discusses this. It says if you separate from produce that has been processed, and you separated maser rishon before you separated truma, violating our law. So the halacha is a person is obligated in truma. Right? A person still has to separate truma. So the Torah here is discussing the truma obligation of maser rishon. Now, you separated the maser rishon before the truma, so it's discussing what you're supposed to do afterwards. Obviously, it considered the maser rishon designation effective, which is why there's a follow-up discussion. So now, are you supposed to separate truma or not from it? If it were ineffective, so there'd be nothing to talk about. So, based on the psukim in the chumash, there is a special dispensation here. I have many exceptions to that as well. The Gemara, let's say the Torah says, you're not supposed to, a man divorces his wife and she remarries someone else and now she's divorced from the second husband. The Torah says, you're not allowed to take her back. So, what if a man is mekadesh such a woman? According to Rava, it should be lomahani. If the Torah says you can't take your wife back after she's been married to someone else, so that kedushin should be ineffective. So if it is effective, how would Rava explain that based on this? So once again, the Gemara there in Temura has many examples of where we have a gzeras hakasav. The Torah decrees that in this particular case, it will be effective. And this would be one of those examples as well. One other interesting point is that there is what is the halacha here? Assuming this is a din d'oraisa, an issa d'oraisa to go out of order, would a person get malchus for this? So at first glance, you would say you should get malchus for this because it's a Torah violation. You did an action, you went out of order. But nonetheless, halacha is you don't get malchus. Why not? So one answer is that this could be considered a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's a negative commandment that has no action. What do you mean there's no action? There was an action. You separated out of order. You separated your truma before your bikurim, for example. So the answer is because we know we can designate certain things when maisa's trumos, even verbally, even without an action. So even where I did an action, we don't view it as an action, and I therefore wouldn't get malchus. The other possibility is that I can fix this. Meaning if I separated one out of the other out of order, it's not like, I can't now separate the other one. So the same way, that's what we call a lav hanitak la'ase. A lota ase that can be fixed by an ase. Literally, that means it's removed from the general halacha of getting, that's when itak means to be cut off or removed. It's removed from the general halacha of getting malchus, and rather there's a positive commandment. So let's, we have that by stealing. The Torah says, you're not allowed to steal, but nonetheless, the Torah you have a positive commitment to return the object you stole. So you did it to, you violate the Torah, but you're not going to get malchus, even though there's an action there, because it's a lav hanitak la'ase. I can remedy it by returning it here too. I can remedy my going out of order by at least separating the bikurim after the fact, even though I separated the truma first. We continue. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. So the previous Mishnah assumed as a given that Bikrum is supposed to precede Truma. How do I know that? So that the Mishnah says, Zeh Karui Truma Voracious, the Zeh Karui Truma Voracious, meaning this is part of the question. Both of them, both Bikrum and Truma, are both called Truma, and they're called Voracious, which means the first. So where do we see this? So Bikurim are called Truma, as it says in Devarim Yud Beis, Ves Trumas, Ve'es Trumas Yedchem. And the Drasha learned that Trumas Yedchem in that context means Bikurim. So as it says, V'lakacha Kohen Hatenem Miyadecha. So Miyadecha, the basket, the Kohen's taking from you, we know is Bikurim, and it says Miyadecha there. So it says Trumas Yedchem of your hand, that Truma must refer to Bikurim. So Bikurim are called Truma. And of course, we know that Bikurim also called Reishis, as it says, Reishis, Bikurim Masacha. But Truma too is called both Truma and Reishis. Truma, of course, it says Mishmeres Trumosai, but it also says Reishis Degoncha. So how would I know that Bikurim are supposed to be separated before Truma? So the Mishnah says Elayikdemu Bikurim Shehein Bikurim Lakol. Let Bikurim precede all, because the language of Bikurim implies that they are the first to all of the other gifts. And their obligation also takes effect when they're still attached to the ground, as opposed to Truma, which is only an obligation when it's separated from the ground. So Bikurim, both from the fact that obviously the language of Bikurim means they're first, and also they're separated when they're attached to the ground, so that is the proof the Mishnah teaches that Bikurim are separated first. Now, with Truma L'Rishon, how do I know that Truma is supposed to precede the separation of Masa Rishon? Shehi Reishis, because Truma is called Reishis, but Masa Rishon is not called Reishis. Umasa Rishon L'Sheni, how do I know that Masa Rishon is supposed to be separated before Masa Sheni? Sheyesh Bo Reishis. What does that mean? Because in the Masa Rishon, as we mentioned many times, is the Trumas Maser, which is supposed to be separated out of the Maser Rishon by the Levi and given to the Kohen. So since that also has a name, Truma, that's found within the Maser Rishon, and Trumas Maser therefore is called Reishis as well, that's why we're supposed to, the Maser Rishon precedes the that has a Trumas Maser within it, precedes the Maser Sheni, which is eaten by the owner Yerushalayim. The Mechilta brings the following. It says that Bikurim should go first, because Bikurim has four names: Reishis, Bikurim, Truma, and Malaya. That should precede Truma, which only has three names. What are the three names it has? Reishis, Truma, and Dema. So it doesn't have the word Bikurim. So that's why Truma is second, and Dema takes the place of Malaya. And Truma comes before Truma Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon only has two names. That's Maaser, and there's Reishis within it, which is Trumas Maaser. And Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni, because it only has one name, which is Maaser.